Chapter 11. And I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. And now will I declare unto thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall enrich himself with great riches more than all. And when he hath become strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. And a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of the heavens. But not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion wherewith he ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up, even for others beside these. And the king of the south, who is one of his princes, shall be strong, but another shall be stronger than he, and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And after the course of years they shall join affinity, and the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make equitable conditions. But she shall not retain the strength of her arm, neither shall he stand, nor his arm, and she shall be given up, she and they that brought her, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in those times. But out of a shoot from her roots shall one stand up in his place, who shall come to the army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and show himself mighty. He shall also carry captive into Egypt their gods, with their princes, and their precious vessels of silver and of gold, and he shall subsist for more years than the king of the north. And the same shall come into the realm of the king of the south, but shall return into his own land. And his sons shall be stirred up, and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and one shall certainly come and overflow and pass through, and he shall return and carry the war even to his fortress. And the king of the south shall be enraged, and shall come forth and fight with him, with the king of the north, who shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. And when the multitude shall have been taken away, his heart shall be exalted, and he shall cast down myriads, but he shall not prevail. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come at the end of the times of years with a great army, and with much substance. And in those times shall many stand up against the king of the south, and the violent of thy people will exalt themselves to establish the vision. But they shall fall, and the king of the north shall come and cast up a mound, and take the well-fenced city, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, for there shall be no strength to withstand. And he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him, and he shall stand in the land of beauty, and destruction shall be in his hand. And he shall set his face to come with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him, and he shall practice, and he shall give him the daughter of women to corrupt her, but she shall not stand, neither shall she be for him. And he shall turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many. But a captain for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. He shall turn it upon him without reproach for himself. And he shall turn his face toward the fortresses of his own land, and he shall stumble and fall, and not be found. And in his place shall one stand up who shall cause the exactor to pass through the glory of the kingdom. But in a few days he shall be broken, neither in anger nor in battle. And in his place shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honour of the kingdom. But he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And the overflowing forces shall be overflowed from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. and after the league made with him he shall work deceitfully, and he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. In time of peace shall he enter even into the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them prey, and spoil, and substance, and he shall plan his devices against the fortified places, even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall engage in battle with an exceeding great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall plan devices against him. And they that eat of his delicate food shall break him, and his army shall be dissolved, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall meditate mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table. But it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. And he shall return into his land with great substance, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant. And he shall practice and return to his own land. At the set time he shall return and come towards the south, but not as the former time shall be the latter. For ships of Chittim shall come against him, and he shall be grieved, and return, and have indignation against the holy covenant, and will practice. And he shall return and direct his attention to those that forsake the holy covenant. And forces shall stand on his part, and they shall profane the sanctuary, the fortress, and shall take away the continual sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he pervert by flatteries. But the people that know their God shall be strong and shall act, and they that are wise among the people shall instruct the many, and they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. And when they fall, they shall be helped with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of the wise shall fall to try them, and to purge and to make them white, to the time of the end. For it shall yet be for the time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and speak monstrous things against the God of gods. And he shall prosper until the indignation be accomplished, for that which is determined shall be done. And he will not regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he will magnify himself above all. And in his place will he honour the God of fortresses, and a God whom his fathers knew not will he honour with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. And he will practice in the strongholds of fortresses with a strange God. Whoso acknowledgeth him will he increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over the many, and shall divide the land to them for a reward. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and overflow and pass through, and he shall enter into the land of beauty, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. And he shall stretch forth his hand upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. And he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him, and he shall go forth with great fury to exterminate, and utterly to destroy many. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the sea and the mountain of holy beauty, and he shall come to his end, and there shall be none to help him.